Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Word made flesh, the Lord and giver of life. Amen. Let us come into the light of Christ, confessing our need for God's mercy. God of peace, we confess that we are not at peace with others or with ourselves. We bring to you all that tears us apart, discord in our families, violence in our world, our own conflicted hearts. In your mercy, mend us. Reconnect us to one another and to you. Let peace reign over all the earth, through the Prince of Peace, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Word who has come to dwell with us, God has given us grace upon grace, forgiveness that is stronger than our sins, love that can heal every broken heart. Hear this word of God's pardon and peace. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, you are free from all your sins. Rise, shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, beginning with the 10th verse. A reading from Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the land of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Word of God, word of life. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 148. You'll find it in your bulletin, and we'll read that together as directed. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created.
Who made the sand pass forever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all the deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous winds,
mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven. Our second reading comes from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, a reading from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time had come for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to him, what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many may be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe Asher. She was of a great age, and having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow of the age of 84, she never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they'd finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their hometown of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So here we are. Jesus has been born. The shepherds have gone out to see him. Angels have proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for Christ is born today." And now, after everyone had returned home, the shepherds back to the fields, Mary and Joseph back home from Bethlehem with a baby, after Herod had perhaps even tried to kill Jesus, with the Holy Family going to the temple to present Jesus to the Lord, here we are, another new thing. And this king who angels sang about and people adored him, and who had parents that could not even sacrifice a lamb to God. But instead, here is Jesus being presented to God, being designated as holy with two turtle doves and two pigeons, sacrifice usually of somebody with less income, less that could be given to God. So what's the big deal here? What's the big deal about this child, Jesus? He wasn't rich enough to sacrifice the lamb. No, they had the two turtle doves and the two pigeons. Why would Simeon go out of his way to rejoice when he finds Jesus? How did he know that this child was God's son? Why take the time to celebrate a poor baby coming from a poor family? Who is this child? Why is Simeon making such a big deal out of this lowly little child? And what on earth does Simeon mean when he says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel"? Who's this child? Why is he so special? What is he going to do that is so big for all of us? It is a question we too might have asked if we had been there that day and heard Simeon proclaiming Jesus was here. We too may have asked, "What's this fuss all about today in the temple? Why is he more important than my own son? Why is he making all that noise?" Maybe even saying, "Tell him to be quiet, go away." Well, I know you already know who this child is. We all do. But we can never hear this story enough of who is Jesus. Why is he such a big deal? Why is this kid a big deal? Why is this kid enough? So allow me to tell you the story of Jesus again in a little different way. Tell the story of this child and why he is such a big deal. Why Simeon's making such a big deal. Why we continue to make such a big deal, even after Christmas, about this child. And ask and try to answer this question of, what child is this? And I invite you, if you'd like, you can close your eyes during this time. I'm going to read a little story to you. And it's called Waldo, Tell Me About Christ by Hans Wilhelm. And hear what it is. Who is this Christ child, this child born in Bethlehem and remembered here again today? It was a gray and wet Sunday afternoon. Michael felt very unhappy. Sad and lonely thoughts continued to fill his mind as he watched the raindrops continue to fall. His best friend Waldo tried very hard to cheer him up, but nothing seemed to work. I wish somebody understood how I was really feeling, said Michael. Waldo said gently, well, Christ does. And Michael looked up at his friend and said, Waldo, can you tell me about Christ? Well, said Waldo, I'll tell you about him if you come for a walk with me. In this rain? Said Michael sadly. Why not? Now, as Waldo helped Michael with his jacket and boots, he began to explain. You see, Michael, Christ is the Son of God. He lived here on earth as Jesus of Nazareth. He taught people all about God and showed us how we should live and love each other. Now, what does that have to do with the way I feel? Asked Michael. Well, said Waldo, because Christ lived on earth as Jesus, he can really understand you. As Jesus, he experienced all the hurts, all the sorrows that any person has ever had. He knows exactly how you feel, because guess what? He's felt it too. Well, can he help me feel better? Asked Michael. Oh, yes, said Michael. He's also called the Great Comforter. You can tell him about your troubles, ask him to help you, and he will, as long as you ask for what is good for you. What do you mean by that? Said Michael. Well, Christ knows that sometimes feeling a little pain or sadness can be good for us, because it helps you to understand how other people feel. It makes you better friends. Christ suffered as Jesus, and he was treated very badly. Now suddenly a boy on a motorbike whizzed by and splashed them with water. Duck, Michael shouted. Waldo, and he's going right through that puddle. The two friends were drenched and Michael became very angry. That big bully, cried Michael. I'm really mad at him. Now why don't you try to forgive him, said Waldo as he shook himself dry. Do you know, Michael, that Christ forgave all the people who hurt him? He taught us that we should be happy. We should forgive the people who hurt us too. You mean that I should forgive that bully for getting us all wet, too? Well, yes, said Waldo. If you want to feel happy again, because you don't. Because if you don't, you're going to stay angry and upset. Well, forgiving isn't much easier to do, said Michael. Well, come on, Michael, laughed Waldo. The rain stopped. Let's enjoy these puddles. Michael followed Waldo as he hopped from puddle to puddle. Wasn't Christ ever mad at people who hurt him, said Michael? No, never. He forgave every single one, and he tells us to do the same. And if you hurt someone, Michael, even if it's a mistake, you should ask them to forgive you too. Christ teaches us that. Michael thought about his anger, and he thought about Christ. Well, can I ask Christ to forgive me? Asked Michael quietly. Oh, yes, said Waddle. Christ is with you. He's listening to you, and he's always ready to forgive you. When you tell him that you're sorry, he helps you to feel happy in your heart. Christ shows you all the beauty and joy that's around you and within you. Christ shows you how much God loves you. He wants to help you. He wants you to feel, doesn't want, even when you're feeling sad and low. He will pick you up when you stumble on your way and make mistakes. Christ is your very best friend, Michael. But Waldo, said Michael, what about you? I am your friend, Michael. But Christ is so much more so. He's with you always. He's leading you to God, our loving Father. Now Michael felt happy, and the rain clouds had gone away. His sad feelings had gone away too. He loved Waldo. Waldo had introduced him to a wonderful new friend, someone who would always understand him. Christ would be with him forever. never would Michael be lonely again. This is Christ the King. Nails and spear are going to pierce him through. The cross is going to be borne for you and for me. We're going to raise our songs on high because this is Christ the Lord. This is Jesus, the Savior of all. A light not only to the Jews and those that had been calling out for the Messiah, but a light for revelation to the Gentiles. A light for all people. One who came as one of us, died as one of us, died for us, rose again for us all. That's who this child is, this Jesus that is in the temple with Simeon. And Simeon, guided by the Spirit to see this Word made flesh, it's Jesus. And we too are guided by the Spirit to hear and see about this Word, this Jesus, the Savior of the world. What is one way that we're guided by the Spirit and see and hear this wonderful news? Well, the promises that are made for us and for all people, and through this child Jesus at baptism, and we'll see that again and hear those words again with Magnolia and Savannah. We'll hear that promise of Christ that he's made for us and see in the water being poured out onto their heads with the words of baptism, that you are mine. I've called you by name. You are mine. Our eyes can see and hear your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to us, to all people, and how we, like Simeon, we will one day depart this earth in peace, knowing that this is most certainly true, to be with this child Jesus. And as we enter this, the end of another year and start anew, let us remember we're always being made new. Through Jesus. That's who this child is. He's Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died and rose on Easter to save us all and to bring joy to the world once again. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Rejoicing in the light of Christ that shines upon us, we pray for the church, the world, and all according to their needs. Blessed are you, O God, for the salvation revealed in the face of Christ. Reveal the glory of your loving presence in our congregation and fill our hearts with songs of your praise. Lord, in your mercy. Creator Spirit, through your word, you brought all things into being. Through our actions, we brought brokenness to our world. Through your love, you have given us your Son, through whom you bring healing to our brokenness. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Provider of grace and mercy, through the garment of water and the word we receive in baptism, we are reborn and become your children. Grant each day that your grace will wash away the old sinful nature and that we might rise reborn for the day ahead. Lord, in your mercy. Redeemer Lord, you have given us your Son to show us through his life and his death and his resurrection, the depth of your love. You call us by name and claim us as your own. Lord, in your mercy. In humility, we pray that we might be like Jesus and take on the form of servants toward our fellow humans and to all creation. We pray that we learn from our past brokenness as we strain forward to what lies ahead. We pray that we will have the strength and courage to press on toward the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Be ever present with us as we walk our varied paths through times of blessings and and times of trial, through health and sickness, through birth and death. We ask your blessings and grace for those we know who are in special need of your presence and of our support. Would you join with me in the names of those printed in your bulletin? Rolf, Michaela, Ion, Mavis Ann, Clara, Ann, Julius, Gaylord, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magianus. Lord, in your mercy. Hear the hopes and prayers of our hearts, O God, and magnify our joy at the birth of your light among us. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy. And the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ goes with you.
Thanks be to God.